Welcome back to Nigel Girl Talks. It's your host, Olamide Ayanda. Happy New Year. It is January 11th, 9 p.m., and I'm in my room recording this podcast. I would say New Year, new me, but I want to say New Year, improved me. This is probably the first time I've ever did this, but I'm recording a solo podcast episode inspired by my friend Kenny. She said, how about you do an episode? So basically, I made a Notion board. Trying to be more organized this year. Project management, my life. And I showed her my Notion board. And she was like, I named it Ayanda Fix My Life. And she was like, that should be a podcast episode. You should do an episode on that, you know. And I took her up on that offer. And here we are. So I will be doing a solo podcast. Just talking about 2023 and what I look forward in 2024. Let's get to it. Every podcast, we typically start with the gist. So why not continue doing it now, even though I'm solo dolo? So the gist, what am I talking about? Okay, so one thing I'm talking about is the year just started and I feel like I've been fighting for my life at work. I've been working past 5 p.m. for the past week now. Just so much work needs to be done, and I'm so much looking forward. I'm so looking forward to MLK Day. We have Monday off, so we have an extended holiday, extended weekend, and I'm excited just to rest, like sleep in, do some laundry, organize my room, see some friends, something. I need a rest. I need like something to do to focus on me and not so much of work. Something that contributes to my personal life, you know? What am I talking about? My birthday. Yeah, talk about my birthday. Think what my birthday is. My birthday is January 31st. So it's so close to the start of the year. So when the year starts, I'm already thinking about the next chapter of life because my birthday's there, you know? So I'm thinking about my birthday. And we would dive into that later, further in the podcast. What else am I talking about? Actually, this whole podcast probably is probably what I'm talking about for the last couple of weeks, like what's been on my mind as we left last year and entered this new year. So let's get to it. So I've noticed that in and out, to what's in, what's out, has been a new trend lately. I'm not on social media right now, but I've been stalking so people on social through the podcast page on Instagram. If you're not following, follow us on Instagram at Nigel Girl Talks, and also on TikTok at Nigel Girl Talks, and also on Twitter as _ Nigel Girl Talks. But yeah, I've been, you know, following people, liking people's posts through our podcast page, and I noticed that people are doing in and out, so I decided to do my own in and out for 2023 and 2024. So what's in is for 2024 and what's out is for 2023. So what's out? Okay, what is out? What is out is our life. I am a night owl. I can be up until 2 a.m. without even thinking about it. Like, just be up with my phone, Googling the dumbest stuff, like how tall was Jesus? Like, this is the dumb stuff. Reading a book, thinking about content, thinking about how to expand the podcast, thinking about global domination. It's crazy. I can be up onto the wee hours of the night. And as I get older, it's getting played out. Is it getting played out? Or am I getting old? My body's just shutting down. Body's like, no, girl, I can't do this anymore. You're not 22. You're not a child. Like, you need to sleep. You actually need your 8 hours of rest along me day. So out is the owl life and in is the early worm. You know, going to bed at a reasonable time, you know. Not every time burning the midnight oil. Sometimes go to bed at 10, you know. Go to bed at 10 so you can wake up early. Because the thing about me is that I can go to bed late and I will still wake up early the next morning. I'm the kind of person that wakes up at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Faithfully, wake up at 8 a.m. Like, where are you going, girl? Go back to sleep. So, definitely want to change that with going to bed at a reasonable time so that way I'm not grumpy and tired in the morning. And I noticed that I've been making mistakes because I've been so sleep deprived. I experienced insomnia right before my period. Like, if I'm up to like 4, 6 a.m., my period is coming within 48 hours. Guarantee you. So I'm trying to like cut that out. So I have my lavender spray, my weighted blanket, and my rain noise on deck because I'm going to bed on time, you know? What else is out? What else is out? I'm so cold. Okay, so I am borderline anemic. And I know I'm borderline anemic. I'm not anemic, like I'm not there, but I'm touching the hem of being anemic. So why don't I take my iron pills? Like, it's not going to kill me, you know? So taking my iron pills, I want to take my vitamins, my vitamin D, my iron pills. I take gummies, but I don't care. It is what it is. You know, it gets the job done. So taking my vitamins, because if you prolong taking, you know, iron, urine, and all the vitamins that you need, you risk chronic organ failure or organ failure in the future. So don't do that. Don't be, that's not be risking our organs when we can protect them now. Yeah. So that's out and in of taking vitamins, whether it's the pill or eating your way through your vitamins, you know, your vegetables and fruits, or just taking the gummies like me, because why not? Anyway, what else out? Out, big money. Okay, that is out, okay? My name is Olamide. The Lord has brought my wealth. And that has been a gift and low-key a thorn in my butt, okay? Sometimes I splurge, but I need to be stricter with my money, you know? So right now I am saving like crazy. I'm challenging myself to live off of the first paycheck that I get for the month and saving the second after I pay my tithes, of course. You know, give the Lord 10% and more. But yeah, challenge myself to live off the first paycheck, because there's no need for me to have a couple hundred dollars left after the month is over when I can have thousands. So I sat down, wrote all my bills. I don't have a car note. So why am I, you know, I love a car note. I'm on a family plan. Like, I can save money. So I'm looking for ways to save money. So one of them is like eliminating unnecessary shopping. Not every time blowout at the Zara sale. Eating out every day. That's not, sometimes the advice is to at home. You know, our parents said it when we were growing up and we thought, oh, you're doing it again. You're being cheap. No, that was wisdom. That was wisdom, because eating out every day can get to you, which is why I'm in the gym trying to protect my little two-pack, you know? What else is out? Oh, yeah. Also, to add to that, I do want to save, but I don't want to operate from a spirit of poverty. Like, if you listen to season 2 or 3, Carrying Last, you know I have a history of, like, being unemployed and just living within my means in between checks and stuff of that nature. So I'm trying to break that off. It's broken in Jesus' name. I don't want to regurgitate and go back to penny pinching. Like, I want to, you know, live good and get comfortable. So yeah, save money, but also enjoy the money, you know? Okay. What else is out? What else out, Stousey? I need to stop booking appointments with these hairdressers. They're amazing. They are amazing. But sometimes I can wash my own hair. Like, I hate washing my hair. I hate blow drying my hair. I can't cornrow. I just learned how to curl my wig last year. I sat down, watched Justina Jason Mai on TikTok and Instagram. Shout out to her. I watched her tutorial on how to curl your wig. And I've been doing that. And practice makes perfect. But I'm perfecting that curl pattern in my hair. But not every time booking somebody to wash my scalp. Like, it's okay, girl. Go down to Target, go to Ulta, get, you know, the products you need and wash your own hair. And take your time. Not everything 15 minutes. Sometimes, you know, it's like an hour and a half. Okay? And that's fine. Because you can pocket that money. Not every time, but sometimes, you know? So definitely what out is out is style seat, and what's in is learn how to do my own hair, or just at least the maintenance of it, you know? Speaking of booking, I need to stop doing, can you help me with my lashes? Like, I can't put on my lashes to save my life. I can do my foundation. I can do the right under eye. I can contour my face. Like, I can do my own makeup. Like, I can do everything minus putting on lashes. Like, I will beat my face and then I'll put my lashes and my duo glue in my purse and be like, can you help me with my lashes on at the event? I have no shame at all. I will stop my best friend and be like, can you help me with my lashes, please? I have no shame. But this year, I will have shame and I will learn how to do my own lashes. I will learn. I will learn. I will learn, I promise. And then moving on to my next point, I told my friend that I want to learn how to do my own lashes. A friend that I have not seen in the last 10 years. She is a travel mommy, okay? Hot stepper. I'm an eagle. I told her, I can't do my lashes. She was like, girl. And she gave me the tip. Like, she showed me, like, she demonstrated, like, how she did it, how she learned. So I'm going to try it. So that moves my next step. What is out is Miss Independent. It is okay to ask for help. It's okay. It's okay, Alami Day. Not everything Babiana the Builder, okay? Some things can be, can you help me? Or are you busy? Can you do me a favor? Like, I feel like I don't ask for favors because it is a trauma response. Can you cuckoo shot something? You know, I'm responding to a past experience of people asking for help and them letting me down or them not doing it to my expectation or how I would do it for them. So I now rather do it myself than rely on people or give them the avenue to disappoint me and not meet my expectations. But that's a traumatic response. And we're going to break that this year in Jesus' name. So definitely want to ask for help more often or even cashing in. I do so much for people. I do so much for people. It would not kill me to rely on them for one thing. Literally. At this point, people owe me their lives. I am Jesus. But at this point, I have sown some seeds and it's time to cash out on the blessing and the favor that I have obtained with men. Okay? Period. What else out? Oh, not knowing how to swim. I cannot swim now. I almost drowned when I was 6 years old and that fear has haunted me. I want to go swim. I'm going on vacation and hop in the water and, you know, go swim off the shore and go, you know, explore the water that when I travel. Not every time be on the beach and stay in the sand. I want to dig my head in the water and not be fearful that I want to drown. You know? So that's out. And then now that I have laser hair removal, shout out to Anumi Aesthetics. I got laser hair removal. I paid for it on Black Friday. They had a deal going on. Great deal. So I got my first session. I had my first session in mid-December. And y'all, my legs are still hairless. I have not shaved since mid-December. Now, that joint hurt. It hurt a little bit, you know? And I have a high pain tolerance, but I have not shaved my legs since. And I'm like, what the heck? It's great, though. It's great. But yeah. So now that I'm hairless, I can go swimming. If you hear an African mom in the background reading the Bible, please excuse that. It's my mom on her church Bible study line, and she's leading it, I think, or she's reading. So we're going to move on to the next section. I decided to give myself a word for the year, and when I was driving a couple of days ago, the Holy Spirit gave me the word fulfilled. It's fulfilled. I want to be fulfilled this year. Fulfilled with my career, with our friendships, with my love life, with my family life, with my finances, with my spiritual life, and with myself. And funny enough, a friend of mine had a conference called Fulfilled last month, but it didn't occur to me when I got the word in the car that I've seen that word. So I'm like, fulfilled? Who would pick a word fulfilled for, you know? It didn't occur that that's actually the word that I need, that my soul needs. So I want to be fulfilled. That's my word for the year. That's my year. That's my word for 33. I want to feel fulfilled in everything that I do. I want to know that I'm satisfied. I'm not lacking and not desiring more. I'm not envious. I'm not ungrateful for what the Lord is doing in these different aspects of my life. I want to be fulfilled and know that what He has done is more than enough for me, and that my soul is at peace. Yeah, I want to be like, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul knows it well. Yeah, I want to be fulfilled. I want to feel fulfilled, and I want to like have that mindset that I am fulfilled with everything that I'm doing. Not doing woe is me, or why didn't I get this, or why hasn't it happened to me yet, or all that stuff. But just being fulfilled, like where I am is where God wants me to be, and He does not miss a thing, and He is aware, and He will fulfill His promises. His purpose for me in life will be fulfilled, and He will be glorified in all that I do. And yeah, fulfilled, now that I'm saying it, just fulfilling all that God has written for me to do on this earth. Like, we're now in the era where people our age are passing away, or people that are our age are not fulfilling anything. Like, they are just like by the wayside. And I don't want to leave this earth with anything left in me. I want to pour it out, whether it's being diligent with this podcast, or being diligent as being the firstborn in my family, or being fulfilled, being diligent with being a believer, or being diligent serving in my church, or being diligent in my workplace with my career. I want to fulfill all that God has intended for Olamide, not saying my middle name, Iyanda, to fulfill on this earth. Now, maybe on my wedding day, you'll find my middle name, but today you ain't not finding out my middle name. Moving on to the next bulletin. I am turning 33 on January 31st. And yeah, it's crazy. I'm 33. I don't feel it though. I recently went to a Christmas party and someone called me up and he asked me in front of his wife, like, oh, do you feel old? He's 6 months older than me, and I'm 6 to 8 years older than his wife. And I was like, I'm 6 years older than his wife. Yeah, 6 years older than his wife. And I was like, no, I feel like a big child. He's like, exactly. I'm telling my wife that we don't feel old, even though we're older than you, we don't really feel it. I said, honestly, looking back, when I was 18 years old, calling people 30 old, I should shut my mouth up, because when you get to 30, you really don't really know much. You're more fulfilled than you are in your 20s. I'm more self-aware, I will give you that. But at the same time, you're still figuring things out, figuring out who you are as a person. And you're still figuring things out, and you're still figuring out who you are as a person, what you like, what you don't like, where are you headed, where are you not headed, you know? So for 33, I just want to be fulfilled. Like, it's not a race, it's a journey. And I don't want to wait until I'm 70 to be like, dang, I wish I savored that chapter more, or was present more, or trusted the process more, or was patient. No. We're doing that today. So my word is fulfilled for 33, and my birthday is in 20 days, and I don't even know what I'm doing for my birthday. I suck at planning I really do. And at this point, I can't be relying on people, my friends, to plan my birthday for me. But I feel like because my birthday is so close to the holidays period, and then the New Year's Day, or New Year's season, I should say, I don't have the capacity to even think my birthday, because I'm already like in this bam, 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 bam season, like things back to back to back. if I really want to plan my birthday, I should start planning in September where things were quiet, you know? But it is what it is. And I'm going to have an amazing birthday. And 33 is the same year that Jesus died. Did he die at 33? He died at 33, yes. And people call this Sir Jesus year. Or did he fulfill? Did he start his ministry at 33? Let me Google this, because you know how I am with Google. I'll Google anything. What did Jesus fulfill? At 33. The Jesus year is age 33, the age that scholars generally believe Jesus of Nazareth was probably arrested and crucified in Jerusalem after starting a spiritual, political, and intellectual revolution. Go ahead, Jesus. I will not be dying this year in Jesus' name. Amen. I will not. Okay. And I'm not getting arrested at all, you know? At all. But what I will say for 33 is that this is the year that I am going to, I just try to live out all that God has for me and has given me. I want to be fulfilled, like I've been saying. So that will be the, it's a good word, fulfilled. I'm receiving more and I talk about it. But yeah, I want to be fulfilled at 33. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we can actually backtrack. I should have probably done this earlier, but I did it in the form of In and Out. But we can, I just titled this section, Looking Back, Moving Forward. Ha ha ha. Flaw marketing. And talk about the reflection of 2023, but also the goals and the desires of 2024. So last year, and maybe every year since the pandemic has happened, has been really hard. It was really hard. Like 2023, I came in excited for the year. But your girl, she was chaotic but fun. But still chaotic, you know? Like, she was crazy. Oh my gosh. And the fact that we had church and crossover on the same day, it just proved my point that 2023 needs to be double dipped in the holy water twice, okay? She was chaotic, okay? Like, a lot of things happened last year. I did have to end some friendships last year. I did have to put up some more boundaries. I did have to do a lot of internal reflection about things that I allowed to happen and my part in these things happening. I think by the time June rolled around, I had enough of 2023. Literally, I joked around with my friend. I was like, cause I was in Nigeria last year, January. I brought in the new year in Nigeria. And my friend said, what happened? I said, the moment I got off the plane from Nigeria, my problems started. And it really actually did start the moment I landed in America. My problems started. But I am not going to say that I will go back and change anything. I will say that 2023 was a defining year of, like, redefining who I was, where I was going, and who I was going with. By the time June rolled around, I said that the next 6 months of this year, I command the next 6 months of this year to be more fruitful than the beginning. Like, the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory. I literally sat down on June 28th. I will not forget this day. And I made a list of things that I want to accomplish before the year ends. Like, I was going to challenge God and challenge myself to change the outcome of that year. Like, yeah, it's looking really janky right now, but God, you're able to also bring something, bring some type of glory, some type of purpose into this year. Like, it can't be woe is me every time. It can't be like I let the year by. No, I have to put some action to this year. So I made a list, like, of six things. It's like, I'll find it. So I found it. So I wrote down six things I wanted to accomplish in 2024. And honestly, only two of them happened. Okay, I wrote down that I wanted a new job or to learn a new skill, right? This was June 28th. By July 17th, my job, I was working part-time. Also, I worked at Hopkins, but I had a second job. I was working, I was moonlighting as a social media producer for 20 hours a week type of thing to save money faster. They offered me to come on full-time. And by August 17th, I signed my offer letter. And by September 18th, I started, literally the week after I came back from South Africa, I started working at this new job. Like, I still got one new job. And my current job was like, we like you so much, you're coming on full-time. And I've been there for over 90 days. I've been there for almost 4 months now. Like full time, and it has been a crazy roller coaster. But I have grown so much, learned so much from my manager. Things that I wanted to do at Hopkins, I wanted to work on campaigns. But Hopkins was like, no, stick to what you're doing. But now my current job, I'm working on campaigns. I'm leading the campaigns. I'm getting more project management experience, campaign experience with marketing. Like, it was literally an answered prayer, you know. Another goal that I had was to have the Niger Girl Talks live event. We had a live podcast back in October. I will not stop talking about it onto the next one. And I actually started planning that event February 2020, right before COVID happened. Literally, like, my friend had a vision that I had a podcast event and I gathered so many women, all that. I said, you know what? I'm a take this seed and run with it, you know? Take this word and run with it. Then COVID happened. Everything was shut down. We couldn't gather, blah, blah, blah. And by the time we were gathering, it was like, what, mid to late 2021. And by then, I was living in Georgia, or coming back from Georgia at that point. Then I think between COVID, the doors opening up and COVID being quote-unquote over to early last year, I wasn't really thinking about gathering people. That vision was buried. But what brought that vision back? I can't remember what made me say, I remember. I was in Houston, and God was talking to me about the Niger Girl Heartbreak, which is episode 1 of season 5. Check it out. It's so good. And it was my sister's birthday. Her husband was like, I want you guys to be audacious. Challenge God on something. And I heard Half a Life podcast event. So that's what planted that seed. Great. And speaking of, I'm going back to Houston in February. So, I'm going to have fun. Be outside with my girls. But yeah. Definitely, literally a couple of days ago, I don't know what happened, but I have the urge to build out the whole project management board for the next live podcast event. Like, I even emailed the graphic designer. I was like, look, I'm going to email you again in March to have the graphics done by June, okay? You know, we're going to give you guys ample amount of time to be notified about the events, because you don't want to miss the next one. And people are already, like, saying, like, you should have another event. So I want to, go home or go hard type of thing. Have the event to be bigger and better than last. The last one, we had 60 people, and that was on short notice. So I want to challenge God and trust that He will bring it to the hundreds, you know, for the next event. And men will be there, you know, have women and men. I even reached out to my friend for a contact for a venue that I possibly want to use. So just another thing I want to do. Yep, I'm not playing. Like, I literally am swinging. I'm playing a podcast event now, but it won't be out to the fall. So I'm not playing. Like, I'm not leaving any room for me to loaf or to slack off or to be complacent with this. What other goals did I have? Oh, I had a goal to pay off my debt. Girl, I racked up some debt. Not really a debt. It's like light debt. That's light work. some debt on my credit card, and I paid that off only to find a way to bring that. Like, I will whip out my credit card before my debit card only because there's a point system for using your credit card as opposed to your debit card. So I don't really have debt anymore. I just have the habit of using my American Express more than my Navy Federal. But yeah, debt's canceled. Another goal I had was to secure a house. When I wrote that, I did not know how high the interest rates were, like 8%. Jesus, give me the COVID rate. Give me that 3.7%. Give me that 1.75% if you're lucky. So, you know, give me that 3%, but at this point, give me that 5%. But now it's going down, so that goal is not denied. It's just delayed. And not even delayed. The house that I want is going to be on God's time. And I'm going to get it in a mysterious way. Like, I'm going to testify, okay? A whole testimony is coming. So that's loading. And then I have five goals, not six. I have one more goal left, but that was forgot to ruin my husband, but it ain't happened that I know of, that I'm aware of. But, you know, we're going to keep praying, keep fasting, keep believing for that to happen. But in the meantime, I will be focusing on all that God has entrusted me with and ensure that I'm fulfilled with my singleness. Ha ha ha. Yeah. So this year, for 2024, I have set some goals just to, so this year I wanted to set some goals. I had some goals last year and in 8 areas of my life, that I set when I was at church for our annual youth night. But I noticed that I was unable to achieve some of these goals because I did not set up a system that will enable me to put action to these goals. So I basically went through the year and I was able to fulfill some. Haha. There goes that word again. And I was able to not fulfill some because I didn't have a system in place. So I'm currently reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, I believe. And it's basically a book about how to set up small actionable steps in your life to have big impact. So I sat down, I think maybe over the Christmas break or before New Year started, and I made a Notion board. A Notion is a great project management tool, and you can use it for your own personal life, to be honest. So I made an overarching Notion board, and I called it Ayanda Fix Your Life. And I had things on there. I had different boards, different subboards on there that would help track my goals for the year or different areas of my life. So I had one for spiritual discipline, and I broke that into my Bible reading plan for the year. I had a prophecy section. Any prophecy I receive, I want to add it that I can keep God to his word and remember and, you know, keep praying on what God has spoken through his people until it's fulfilled. I have a secure the ring board, just documenting my singleness, you know? And I have a content creator calendar or creative content. I have a creative content creator board. Underneath that is my blog and Niger Girl Talks. 2 creative brands I created. I'm just being more diligent with that. Like I said, I am planning the next podcast event already. I have something called Money Mommy, basically saving a saving tracker, and then basically saving money for my housing down payment. And then me and my friends are doing a 5K challenge. We're saving 5K this year, collectively. Each, I guess, as a team. But I will be saving more than that, of course. Then I have a travel board. I have a habit tracker. Right now, me and my friends are doing the soft 75 or 75 soft. And our 75 soft consists of reading 10 pages a day, working out, drinking 3 liters of water, and eating well. So far, I've been doing good on everything so far, except for drinking 3 liters. Girl, I drink water, but I don't know if I drink 3 liters worth of water. I'm definitely the kind of girl that sleeps a bottle of water in my bed with me, and I have water bottles everywhere right now, but I don't know if it's 3 liters worth of water that I'm drinking. And then also I'm working out, but I have the iPhone 15 Pro, and my Apple Watch is not syncing to my new phone. I finally charged my Apple Watch after like a year and a half. I haven't used it since July 16th, 2022. And now it won't sync to my new phone, so I can't really track I can't even close out my Apple rings, my Apple Fitness rings, but I am working out, you know, trying to get the booty right, get the abs, you know, get the abs back, get the thighs, you know, toned and tightened. But I don't know. Right now, for the last couple of days, I slacked off on that because I've been burning the midnight oil for work. So I need to get back on that. You know, the year just started. I can't be slacking off already. But yeah, definitely trying to be more organized with myself this year, more diligent. I'm already an organized person, but I can definitely take it up a notch if I want to knock out all these goals and not wait to December 31st and be like, oh, where has the year gone? No, like, I need to be tracking these things, making actionable steps to ensure that I'm becoming the woman that I desire to be. What other goals do I have this year? I want to be more charismatic, and not like charismatic like Christian, like fall out the Holy Ghost and power and all that stuff, you know, like pow, but more like charisma in terms of charming people. So I had an argument with a friend a couple months ago, and he was like, man, job girls are boring. You are boring. That's why Nigerian made men, they black girls, they're more fun, they're more exciting, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like there is a truth to what he was saying, but I was not about to let him have that satisfaction at all. So I definitely was arguing back with him. But yeah. I definitely think as some Niger girls, we tend to be stiff and boring. Like, well, maybe not everybody, but we tend to be kind of boring, like reserved and lackluster. Like, it's just a lot going on, or a lot not going on, you know? And I met this one girl, her name was Toby, and she has charisma. Like, she has a riz, man. And I was like, yo, I need you on the pod. So basically, I challenged myself to have more charisma. So just be more outspoken. I tend to be more outspoken with my friends and not really strangers. Like, talking to strangers is something that I'm trying to get better at. Not every time deep combo. Not every time, what's your 13th reason? Or how was your childhood? Like, not every time. Sometimes a surface level conversation. So I went to Zara earlier this year for like their sale, and it was me and my friend, and the guy was ringing us up, and his head was down. He was just like focused on, you know, scanning my order. And I was like, wait, you're not excited to see me? Come and see how he started blushing. He said, what? I said, you're not excited to see me? Like, I'm here. There's no excitement. There's no joy. What's going on? He started blushing. Then he rang my dress up, and I think he put it back on, like, the rack. And I said, what are you doing with my dress? Trying to give it to your girlfriend? And this guy started blushing, like, he was like, what's going on? I said, okay. And then just harmless banter. It was like nothing sexual. It was just like, you know, just have a good day type of thing. But I realized, like, when I go out in public, a lot of men, they'll be so laser focused on their phone, head down, so focused that they don't really know there's a lot of beautiful girls around them, you know? So I think just shooting your shot casually by offering a smile, a warming look, you know, a nice welcome can get them comfortable to know that if I do shoot my shot, I won't receive rejection. I think a lot of men are scared of rejection. I think we talked about this last season, and Nigerian men are entitled. So definitely check that out. What am I doing for fun this year? So I spent a lot of time last year indoors. I think like I just went into a shell last year, and I want to carpe diem this year a little bit more. We have 52 weeks in a year, you know, and that's 52 weekends. I want to spend a fraction of those weekends making memories, looking through my camera roll, and I barely have any pictures of myself. Like, I'm not one to take pictures of myself, take pictures of the events that I'm at, capture memories, stuff like that, but definitely need pictures to show my children that mommy was a hot commodity back in the day, and I can't do that if I don't take pictures of myself. So I want to have fun when I go out. I want to intentionally hang out with friends and build memories and intentional friendships. I want to build new friendships with people. There's some fruit on this tree we call friendship, you know? So definitely I have scheduled some dates with some fellow friends to hang out with, and I will reach out to other people to either grow a friendship with them or to continue the one that I already have, because friendship is not done through osmosis. We're not in college anymore, so we can't rely on the fact that we're in the same proximity with each other to be the reason why we see each other. Like, now people have jobs, people have kids, people have husbands, people have businesses, people have ministries they're doing. We have to find a way to intentionally schedule time to see each other, whether it's a FaceTime call, going to get coffee, stopping by the house, running errands, whatever it may be. Just finding ways to be intentional, have a friendship with my friends, but also having fun at the same time. I also want to pick up a hobby. You know, content creation can't be my only hobby. You know, I have to do something else that I enjoy, that is not monetized and does not come with stress, but it's a great way to relieve stress. And yeah, what else am I planning? Trips. Okay. So not every time international trips. I want to take more domestic trips. I'm not that far from Philly. I'm not that far from New York. I'm not that far from Houston or Chicago, Atlanta. I'm 2 hours from Chicago, flying. 2 hours from Houston, 2 hours from Atlanta. Like, I can take more domestic flights for quick weekends. And I work remote, so I can quickly, like, work there and spend time getting to see other parts of America. You know, my passport can rust a little bit at this point, but definitely still want to travel internationally. I have so much American Express points. I need to use them because they're definitely piling up. So definitely want to travel internationally, but at the same time, still want to make use of the country that I live in. Even the state, like, there's other parts of Maryland that I can explore. Baltimore has a great food scene. Not every time D.C. And not D.C. because they are currently hijacking or carjacking people's cars. These buskers are robbing people. I don't have time for that. Like, I don't have time to fight somebody's 12-year-old. Let me go to Baltimore. It's not The Wire every time. Sometimes it's False Point. I'm going to Baltimore. See what's out there, you know? And yeah. And then going back to friendships, I'm single right now. I'm definitely single, but I do have a habit of being infatuated with whoever I'm dating or currently talking to. So I want to learn how to balance friendship, having a podcast brand, and getting to know somebody without feeling like I lost myself in the process of getting to know this person. So, like, every time in this fate, sometimes I see you when I see you, I'm with my girls, and yeah. And not every time I'm with my friends or I'm with my man, sometimes I'm at home finding a way to dominate with this podcast. You know, world domination, world takeover. So finding out a balance, quote unquote balance. You can't really balance. Something will always demand more, but knowing what is appropriate to demand more and when, like, having the wisdom to do that. So currently trying to navigate that area. But yeah, I know that every day is a chance to become a better alumni. I will not fix it overnight. You know, Rome was not built in a night, but Rome was not built in a day. Whatever, Sha. These Americans and idioms. But yeah, just knowing that every day is a chance to walk towards a better me, and I just need to be disciplined enough to take the actionable steps to get there. And before we end the podcast, I can basically share what I'm reading. I am reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, and I'm currently reading Deliverance from Demonic Covenants and Curses by Reverend James Solomon. Great book. If you're African, please read this book. If you are Black, please read this book. If you are not Black, not African, please read this book as well, because it really goes into why some things are not working out with you, and they have to do with your foundation. So reading that, but also trusting that the curse is broken. Yeah. So I can't believe I did a whole solo podcast for an hour. But with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you want to find more about us, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Naja Girl Talks. You can also visit our website at najagirltalks.com to review past seasons or to even submit future topics. And with that being said, Odabo, and stay tuned for the next podcast episode. World.